Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Today again, I'm talking to just one person out there who knows that they're a sinner. Yeah, you know you're a sinner. Now, I'm not saying that with any voice of condemnation, because, hey, before you can get rightly related to the Lord Jesus, you've got to know that you're a sinner. See, the only thing that separates us between, or the only separation between ourselves and God is sin. Sin causes a separation. And if we're ever to get right with God, you know, get rid of that guilt that's haunting us, then we've got to get into right relationship with God. And the only way we can do that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And you got to come to Him, acknowledging to Him that you're a sinner. You come to Him with nothing but sin. You don't come to Him boasting about how good you are. No. When we come to the Lord, we come to Him with nothing but our sin. Let me tell you, in the Old Testament, back in the days of Israel, the high priest, he would come with the sin of the people, and he'd lay that sin, as it were, on the shed blood of the sacrifice. The sacrifice was made, blood was shed for the sins of the people, and the high priest came with the sin of the people, and these sins were confessed before God. And so God was merciful, and God still is merciful. And so if you're ever to come to Him, you've got to come to Him as a sinner. You know something? You were born in sin. Now, I don't have to tell you that, because you know it. You feel that. It runs through your veins. You come to Him and you confess that. You say, Lord, I've sinned with my life. I've sinned with my lips. I've got personal sins which are horrible. And name them to Him. Don't be afraid to name them to Him. And say, Lord, cleanse that. Take that sin to the blood. Say, Lord, You died on the cross for people just like me. Oh, Lord, I've sinned against Your church. I've sinned against society. I've sinned against relationships that I've had. Lord, I've sinned against my loved ones. And you take that sin and you give it to Him and you lay it on Him, because He's the Lamb who was slain for our sins. Oh, you've sinned because you're a member of this world system, and this world system is lying in wickedness. So this is so easy to sin. At every turnaround, we sin in our thought and our feeling and our affection. Tell Him about it. Be straight with Him. Your desire is your hope, the hardness of your heart. You sinned in hating His word and hating His instruction. You'd rather read a newspaper than His word. Well, you see, that's I'm not condemning you. That's just a symptom of having sin. And so sin is deceitful. And you confess that to Him. Sin is conniving. You confess that to Him. All the things that you have done that are rotten and perverse, confess it to Him. And you know what He'll do? He'll abundantly and graciously forgive you, because that's what He has done for you. He shed His blood for your sin. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.